There's a new sparkling water beverage from the makers of Bubbly, Bubbly Burst.
It's bursting with fruit flavor, no added sugar, and all smiles.
Bubbly comes in a variety of 6 fun flavors that taste incredible. And with no added sugar and low calories, there's a lot to smile about.
I don't know about you, Matt, but it's my perfect beverage for catching up on my favorite shows with.
Yes, Lil Bowen. Bubbly Burst has antioxidant and immune support, keeping me feeling great all day long.
You deserve that. Try new Bubbly Burst.
You know that I feel like it's really important to express yourself.
I know that about you.
You got to put your true self out there, okay? And those classic Crocs, clogs, and sandals let you do just that.
Between the rainbow of colors and the Jibbitz charms, you can create a unique look. And I mean, literally, no one else will have shoes exactly like yours.
Hey, you know, it doesn't get more comfortable than Croc clogs and sandals. They're just the perfect blend of comfort and creativity.
Visit crocs.com to explore the latest styles and Jibbitz charms.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Look, Matt.
Where? Oh, I see. Wow.
Oh, my.
Bowen, look over there.
Wow, is that culture?
Oh,
yes.
My goodness. Cool. Wow. Yeah.
Las Culturistas.
Ding dong. Las Culturistas calling.
Oh, we're back in the little boxes on the virtual screen.
I know. Y'all, we're not getting the visuals. We're in our Beyonce bag. You're not getting the visuals this week for the podcast.
No.
Okay? Let's just be upfront.
You guys
we're
have been
spoiling
so spoiled.
You already.
You're like spoiled rotten little piglets.
Oh,
in the mush. What is
you
that
might
called?
Turn some people on.
The slop?
In the
what
slop.
What do the pigs
yeah.
eat?
Slop. From the trough?
Oh, yeah. They eat slop from the trough. Oh, God. That's like both disgusting and so horny, you know?
I'm seeing these TikToks of pigs with a bunch of golden retrievers, you know, doing the same tricks as the dogs. And I'm going, I think it's time we save the pigs for good.
Yeah. You think it's because the pigs are looking at the dogs and they think they're a dog and the dogs are looking at the pigs and they think they're a pig? Because these animals are so stupid.
No, that is not what I'm saying. Matt, you better walk that back because
no.
You're going to upset some people. Don't
I have
you
no
dare.
Problem saying that domestic dogs and pigs are stupid.
Stop
I'm on
it.
Record
they're not.
Being like the whales are smarter than humans.
But what makes you say that the dogs aren't as smart as the whales or humans?
Because they look at a pig and they act like a pig and they're a dog, idiot. It's like
no, and see, the pigs act like the dog.
Excuse me, honey. Let me tell you something. As someone who grew up with dogs, something you would know nothing about. First of all, I know that big dogs see little dogs and think they're little dogs. That's why they act the foolish way they do. And little dogs see big dogs and think they're big dogs. That's why they bark so.
I don't like this from you at all. You're very...
I don't care what you like at all. If I live my life saying, oh, what is Bowen Yang like? What would I be?
You'd be a little smarter.
Jesus, you got me, girl.
Got girl. I know you. I know my girl.
Girl, shot down.
I might be getting back onto TikTok just to view. Because I was off of it for a while. But I'm following this woman who was trying to make banana ice cream. And it's the sweetest video I've ever seen. Her husband's there helping her in the kitchen. She goes, I don't know how to do anything. She's like really, she's like 90 years old.
Oh no.
Trying to make banana ice cream. And she's like, okay, everyone's making this. And then she like turns the food processor on. She screams. I'm about to shift gears.
Okay.
My Lexapro journey is crazy.
I know you've been updating daily.
And in a way that I hope is okay. I hope it's
relatable.
Not too much information.
Well, I think that here's the thing. On first glance, it feels like whenever you post about your Lexapro journey, you're like, well, I'm a zombie again today. Well, this is terrible. And then honestly, I see you and I feel you are vibrant.
Really?
Yes.
I just came from a workout, honey. And it's a miracle that I made it out of bed to the gym.
Yeah, well, I mean, you did and you came and you're on the Zoom vibrant.
Wow.
I think it's working better than you think.
I was going to say, you look vibrant back in LA, and maybe LA looks good on you still.
No, honey, I had a facial yesterday.
Oh, you had a facial in New York.
I had 2.
Tell me everything.
So basically, something I'm getting into this year is like,
yes,
you know,
make no apologies.
I'm trying to get into skin. So, okay, I feel like I'm being so annoying with like this project I have coming out. So
girl,
in order, I have to take photos for the project actually today. And so I'm just being extra good with my skin and like taking care of myself and rejuvenating. And I have to say, I'm looking at myself in the Zoom right now. It's fucking hitting.
You look amazing, honey.
I'm very happy. So that's why I got a facial yesterday. Yes. It's not LA. It's facial. And also, I didn't really go out this weekend outside of seeing Taylor Swift Eras Tour two times.
Twice. It didn't really do anything.
Didn't really do anything except saw Eras twice.
Foolish one.
I know. Oh my God. Speaking of concerts that did not end in a performance of Death by a Thousand Cuts that made me weep on the spot. Can I just say, before I ask about what happened last night with Carly Rae, I just tell you, and can we all get into it? I've seen Eras four times. These were my secret songs.
Okay.
When I was with you, Welcome to New York and Clean. You remember how we felt when Clean started.
Oh my God.
Then I got Starlight and Back to December.
Jesus.
In Denver. Then Queen. I got Our Song and You Are in Love.
Wow.
And then I got Death by a Thousand Cuts and You're on Your Own, Kid. She track fived. When I tell you, when she started to play Death by a Thousand Cuts, I've never experienced Beatlemania. I wasn't alive then.
Right.
Everyone around me was screaming, sobbing, wailing at the skies like we had lost a great leader. It was unbelievable. The catharsis that came out when she sang Death by a Thousand Cuts. I can't even talk about it.
What do you think it is about that song? Because it has like the quality. People love that song in a way that it might as well be a track five. It's not.
Oh, it's not.
No, The Archer is track five.
The Archer is track five.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's what I mean. And there you go. That's me showing my imperfections.
No. And that wasn't me calling you in or anything.
No, I know. I'm just saying, like, it had the energy of track five. You are so right. I don't know what it is. I think it's just one of those. Well, can I say, I think Lover actually is sort of coming from behind.
I am about to give it a full spin after. I literally, on my to-do list, was like, you know what? I should give Lover a full fucking rotation.
Lover is actually sort of stomping to the front. It's saying, I've been here. You disrespected me. And it's her fault, kind of, half, because she picked the wrong singles. And I think that put a little weird taste in everyone's mouth. But
totally.
Lover has at least five songs on that album that are Taylor canon.
Cruel Summer. Death by a Thousand Cuts, Cornelia Street.
Lover.
I would say Daylight, Afterglow.
Lover.
Lover. The Archer, fuck yes.
I fucking love The Archer.
And can I say, False God.
You are a False God super fan. And I'm an I Think He Knows super fan.
She did False God right after I did my first Weekend Update live at SNL.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. And I was like, this is one of the best days of my life.
Yeah. Did you get to meet her then?
I did night. She just hugged me and said, you're so funny.
Oh my God, I love Taylor Swift.
But I think she was just saying that in her like politician way, you know, like, oh,
you don't think she had seen the Weekend Update you just did?
I think she was in her dressing room fucking throwing back shots with fucking, I don't know, like Dylan O'Brien or something.
Just a few free False God shots, you know?
I think she doesn't give a fuck. In a way that I celebrate, she's just like, whatever. Like, I'm just here. I'm hanging out.
I am always confused by how much singers drink. So I was just watching Watch What Happens Live with the legend Sandra Bernhard and the legend
Alex
Newell.
That's your girl.
I love Sandra. I love Sandra Bernhard. Sandra Bernhard was formative for me. She was on Watch What Happens Live with Alex Newell, and they just won the Tony for Shucked. By the way, I don't know if I've talked about Shucked yet on the podcast.
You have not.
I fucking love Shucked. I thought Shucked was hilarious.
I'm so sad that I missed Alex in it.
Is Alex no longer in Shucked?
I think they're done, maybe.
Oh, I don't know.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
Maybe that's why they were able to be on What Happens Live. Oh, that would be a shame.
I know. I mean, it's right up my alley, that kind of show.
Okay, so first of all, if you can't see Alex Newell in Shucked, just go on YouTube and watch the live performance of Alex Newell performing independently owned on The View.
Yeah.
Just honestly, so unbelievable. Live, it was stunning. Love Shucked. Big endorsement for Shucked. And I realized I had never said that even after my big year of Broadway. And I had to say Shucked was excellent. But the reason I say the drinking thing is because Alex Newell like Andy Cohen asked the question, like, what's something you do every day that make you happy? And she said, drink. And I was like, how do you drink every single day and sound like that?
Because you're Alex Newell. Well, yeah, maybe she was being relatable.
Maybe she was being relatable queen and like also like being tongue in cheek, I believe the expression is. But like when I drink a little bit, like I wake up the next day, I'm dry, croaky. Can't do it.
Oh my God. Can't do it. By the way, tongue in cheek. Isn't tongue always in cheek? I don't get it.
Not when it's like this.
Yeah, you're right. Matt just stuck his tongue out and it was not in cheek.
Not in cheek. It was way out of cheek. It was way out of pocket, actually.
Way out of pocket. So talk more about Eras. Because you have literally been to this concert more than anyone.
Four times.
That's unbelievable. And we're going again next summer.
Yes,
guess what? I'm going to shout out my sister Yang Ying. She did something for herself. She bought Eras Tour tickets for Paris. And I said, girl, you deserve
it.
Go. She deserves it.
Mom move. Saying, you know what? I'm taking the week off.
To go see Taylor Swift. Brian, watch the kids. I'm going to Paris to watch this girl sing Paris.
Brian, watch the kids. I'm going to Paris is a rule of culture. Rule of culture number 30.
Brian, watch the kids. I'm going to Paris.
I have to tell you something I keep thinking about that you said, which I do believe is one of the top five funniest things you may have said ever, is your impression of Patti LuPone.
I just took
a drive with my daughter. We listened to Taylor Swift. She's a poet.
She was a poetess. I can't do a good Patty. That was really...
You do a good Patty. Oh,
no.
Wait. Do we say? We're going to see Patty in Cherry Grove.
At the Ice Palace, bitch.
At the Ice Palace?
This is our plan.
So sick.
We're getting breakfast at Floyd's. We're eating a nice bacon, egg, and cheese at a dog-themed restaurant. And then we're spending the day in Cherry Grove. Hours before Patty goes up on stage, we bought general admission tickets. We're sitting in the fucking back. We're going to have the time of our lives.
I cannot wait to see Patty at the Ice Palace. That is so, it's been said before, but it is literally iconic. Like, that will be a memory forever. Like, what is she going to say with a room full of gays screaming at her? You know she's going to go
in the heat
off. I wonder if she'll take questions.
I want to raise my hand.
We should interview her. Should we get her on the pod?
Let's get her on the pod.
Is this the best idea ever?
You look into it, honey.
I wonder if she'll stay in Cherry Grove on that Sunday night, and then the Monday we can record with her.
Interview her on Fire Island, you are twisted.
Wait.
Keep them addicted.
I will keep them addicted. Wait, can I just put this out there into the atmosphere? Bowen Yang, Matt Rogers, Patti LuPone, the Las Culturistas interview, at the Ice Palace, Monday day.
Let's see, shall we?
Yes, let's see.
It's not up to us.
We would shred a Patti LuPone interview.
You would shred. I feel like Patti, oh my God.
Anna says, I'll email now.
You would shred. I feel like...
What are you talking about? You do an amazing impression.
That is not a good interview make.
I guarantee she's a big Bowen Yang fan. I guarantee it.
I don't think so, honey. I don't think so,
It's
honey.
About commitment, and he gets it. He gets it. That's my impression of Patty
LuPone. That's a good Patty. I think we both have a good Patty. Matt's got a Patty.
The Ice Palace, big year for her.
Big year for her. Now, do you want me to give the download on Carly Rae Jepsen?
So that was everything that happened with Eras. I mean, there's nothing more to say about Eras. It was incredible. You went to a concert. I was so excited for you. You were seeing Carly Rae Jepsen last night, and then the unthinkable happened.
First of all, it was thinkable because the day before, I'm looking at the weather forecast. It's at Pier 17 on the rooftop.
Right.
And it's an outdoor concert.
Asking for it.
And I look at the weather forecast right at the concert time, 40% chance of rain. I go, okay, I'll chance it. I'll make dinner plans with Celeste, DM, friend of the pod. We go, we have dinner. I wake up yesterday, we're clear for rain. Yeah. I said, great. But things can really change.
The fickle nature of New York weather. I mean, it was
in August.
It was in it's very unpredictable. And what did happen?
It's an overcast night, evening. And she sings 3.5 songs.
Which were?
Let's Sort the Whole Thing Out.
Okay.
Run Away With Me.
Thank God.
We got one of the national anthems, thank God.
Absolutely.
Then she sings Surrender My Heart, thank God.
Oh, love that song. I love Surrender My Heart.
Excellent. I wanna be brave enough to show you my not so perfect family.
Oh, she, my
that,
God.
She stuck that in a song.
I wanna be honest with you.
That's an amazing song. That The Loneliest Time, we didn't talk about how Midnight's completely fucking overshadowed that album.
It did stomp all over it.
It's better than Dedicated. I like it better than Dedicated.
I think so. I think that's actually, that's not a hot take. I think it's not a hot take. Better.
Not a hot take at all. Then she sings Joshua Tree.
And I love
Tree.
Dedicated.
We love Dedicated.
Yeah.
She sings Joshua Tree. Well, no, during Surrender My Heart, there's lightning.
Oh.
And we go, uh-oh. Mm-hmm. Then Joshua Tree, I'm sure she's getting screamed at in her fucking earpiece. Carly, yeah. You gotta call it. You have to call it.
Yeah, Carly, you gotta call it.
So she goes, before, and then she goes, okay, we get a little bit of lightning. The sky's excited, but we'll be right back. Hang tight. She and her band run off the stage. Everyone in the audience is going, oh, well, okay, let's just wait a bit. Within 30 seconds on the screens, today's event has ended.
No. Was it raining?
And then it was raining. But it was just so fun. Celeste and I were laughing, cackling about it the entire night.
Oh, man.
To go from, hang tight, okay? 30 seconds later, today's show has ended.
But then she sort of, I saw she came back out and was sort of the president.
Came back out, was the president, said, I'm so sorry. No one's getting electrocuted tonight, though. Woo! And then everyone cheered. And then, what can I say? We were out at dinner. We saw her stories. She said, first 150 people at Rockwood Music Hall tonight, we're doing a sing-along. And that is a small-ass venue. Quarter circular stage in the corner of that room. We did not go. And
then
she's doing a matinee today at 3. I don't think I can make it.
So is this the makeup?
This is the makeup at 3 p.m. The next day. I don't think people have work. I don't think people can go.
You can't go?
I don't know if I can. Maybe I will. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe right after this, I'll just go by myself.
It might be really fun. Is it a nice day today?
It's okay. Yeah. But she's doing two shows today. She's doing a matinee at 3 and then she's doing her regular show at 8. She has another.
Good for her.
I think, listen, Carly Rae is just as Canadian as they come.
Mm-hmm.
Just puts in the work, is talented. It just makes sure everyone has a good time.
I always show Carly Rae her respect. I've seen her a couple times. She puts on a show.
Yep.
I fucking love Carly Rae, and the new album is really good.
So good.
And also, we just showed her her respect when we did, and this is a segue, we did the top 10 pop girly debut singles, Lost Culch, and Call Me Maybe was represented. So that's just to say, Lost Culch is doing bonus content, okay?
Yes.
And if you signed up for a Diamond subscription, then you know that what you get is a bonus episode of content every first Monday of the month, which is our top 10 lists. And you can get that a month earlier than everyone else because those episodes will eventually be free. But if you have a Diamond subscription, you can get bonus episodes of Lost Culch. Right now, we're doing very fun top 10 lists. And you can get them a month for everyone else. So right now, if you're listening to this on the day of release or whatever, if you go subscribe to Diamond on Big Money Players.
Only on Apple Podcasts.
Only on Apple Podcasts. And this is only on Apple Podcasts. You can get another episode, which is a top 10 list, which is top 10 Julia Roberts films.
These have been really fun, haven't they?
I had the best time doing it, and they fly by, and they are very much the energy of our list episodes. So if you're a fan of those, you will like these episodes.
You get a free little mini one, half hour, once a month. But again, they do drop on the free feed. It's just that if you're a Diamond player, as we like to call it, you get those episodes free. Search for Big Money Players Diamond or check out our show page on Apple Podcasts. And then what do we have coming up? So far, should we just reveal what we have coming down the pipe for the next month? Let's just say what we have coming up next month.
So right now, like we said, we released a free episode, which is the top 10 pop girlies debut singles. So you can sort of get a sense of what it is if you want to sign up for it.
Yeah.
And then right now, if you sign up, you can get the Julia Roberts top 10 movies. And next month, we are doing
top 10 Batman villains.
It's queer culture only.
It's queer culture only. I'm really like, I was at jury duty and we were talking about this, our ideas for the top 10 list. And like, I think this is like a perfect new injection of fun, fancy free.
Well, it's a perfect new injection of fun, fancy free. And that is the review for us, for our own podcast for our that we're going to stop start posting. You know, when they're like, the New York Times says 4 stars, a ravishing romp. It's going to be, we're going to get a poster for this. And it's going to say,
Kulch says, a perfect pure injection of fun, fancy, free. Title of app?
Oh my God, I love that. Title of app, a perfect pure injection of fun, fancy, free. Oh my God, I love that, Bo.
Yeah, I think it's good. I think it works. When it comes to travel, we all have that happy place. Whether it's the beach, ski slopes, couples getaway, or even a visit to that best friend you haven't seen in way too long, Matt.
And Priceline wants to get you there for a happy price, so you never have to miss a trip. Now, we all know we love to vacation together. We have various happy places. We love to go to Orlando, Florida. We love to go to Las Vegas, Nevada. We love to go to a beach anywhere. We love to go to Europe. But when we have truly traveled the world globally and domestically.
My happy place is with my sister and any of those locations he just listed. And now, thanks to Priceline's VIP family feature, you can go to your happy place more often while earning deals up to 5 times faster with a group.
When one person from the squad travels, everyone gets more deals, and you can even choose your own crew. It doesn't have to be your actual family. It could be your neighbor, your roommate, your mailman, anyone. The more you travel, the more you save.
For me, I'm choosing Matt Rogers. I'm choosing producer Becca.
Yes! We're all going together, the Lost Cult family. So download the Priceline app today to save up to 60% off select hotels and go to your happy place with Priceline.
There's a new sparkling water beverage from the makers of Bubbly, Bubbly Burst.
Refreshing bubbles, colorful bottles, and playful smiles galore.
Bubbly comes in a variety of 6 fun flavors that taste incredible, and with no added sugar and low calories, there's a lot to smile about.
Each sip adds a burst of fun to your day.
I don't know about you, Matt, but it's my perfect beverage for catching up on all my favorite shows with.
Yes, baby girl. And the resealable bottles makes them easy to take them on the go.
Bubbly Burst has antioxidant and immune support too, keeping us feeling great all day long.
Hey, try new Bubbly Burst. Well, spring is in full bloom. Are your finances blooming too?
With the Chime Secured Credit Builder Visa credit card, it's easy to start building credit with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments with no annual fees or interest.
And if your credit scores grow, so could your opportunities for lower rates on loans, like for a car or a home.
You know what I love about the Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card?
What?
There are no annual fees, interest, or credit checks to apply.
Yes!
You can use it everywhere Visa credit cards are accepted. Take back your finances. Build credit using your own money.
Yeah. Did you know that with Chime Credit Builder that you can get paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit?
I did. You can also overdraft up to $200 without fees with SpotMe when you set up a qualifying direct deposit. Just set up a qualifying direct deposit, sign up for SpotMe, and Chime will spot you up to your limit when you make a credit card purchase or cash withdrawal that exceeds your balance.
With Chime's secure credit card, you can start improving your credit scores right away. Get started today at Chime.com/culturistas. That's Chime.com/culturistas. Chime. Feels like progress.
The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal and OTC advance fees may apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to Chime.com/disclosures for details.
Oh my God, wait. You know what I forgot to say or didn't get an opportunity to say last week because we recorded a little early?
Please.
Indictment watch! We are on indictment watch and we got him!
We got him. I can't
we
do it.
Got him.
Hold on. Let me get this fucking buzzer.
Hold on. I guess Bowen has a little bit of a buzzer. Sometimes he gets things delivered to his apartment, like food, etc. While we're recording the episodes. And then what I get to do is I can just sort of watch him scurry away from the computer and then run down the stairs. And now he's coming back. And I think you're not aware of how adorable it is when you do that.
Well, this might be the last one you ever see because I am not dealing with a buzzer in my next place.
What are you going to deal with then? How are you going to know when someone's coming for you?
Honey, it's called a door person.
Oh my goodness, wealth. Bowen Yang returning to his roots as a wealthy person.
Those are not my roots.
They are your roots.
Matt? I think
he doesn't like when I do this.
It's not that I don't like when you do this. I just think it has a collateral effect because people do end up believing out there in the real world. They go, well, I heard that you grew up well. And that
Bowen
is not
Yang
the case.
Was born a poor white child.
Yeah.
And he grew up to be a rich Asian man.
Yes. That is the narrative.
The American dream.
Woo! You can change races and class.
What was her name? Dolezal.
Rachel Dolezal. What was her name?
That's Rula Culture number 80.
What was her name? Dolezal. You know, I can't wait for that biopic. I can't believe they haven't made it already.
Her Angelina Jolie and her A Mighty Heart Geish. Remember that? Remember when she played?
Oh my God.
Remember when Angelina Jolie played Black Woman?
Then she's perfect. She's qualified.
It's so recent that like all that was happening. Like Angelina Jolie played like Black Woman. Jared Leto played a trans woman. Like it's so recent.
And they get rewarded for it. It's amazing. So amazing.
We give them their flowers, queen.
Now, what do we have on the docket today? Because there are lots of things to talk about. Do we talk about them?
What do we have to talk about?
Do we have any opinion on the Lizzo stuff?
Oh. Okay, so can I tell you my hot take on the Lizzo stuff? Something I'm observing is that like people will be like, oh yeah, I knew about this.
And isn't that a funny thing? It's like a funny knee-jerk thing that we all do now, but yeah, go.
It's that thing of like when a celebrity news item comes out, someone will just go like, oh yeah, people have been saying that for a long time. It's like, I know like two or three people who heard this about Lizzo, like this Lizzo news broke. And if you don't know what the Lizzo news is, it's that a few of her backup dancers have come out and they're suing her for like
a bunch of
sexual harassment and like professional abuse and like retaliation, false imprisonment. Like there's like a whole list of things that they're suing her for. And it basically comes down to the fact that she's like a very cruel boss who like works them to the bone. And then I guess at a club in Amsterdam, she forced a dancer or two to like touch a nude performer. Apparently, like, you know, when they've expressed desires to change the work environment, Lizzo retaliated against them. And like, it's just this whole bunch of like this fleet of information about how Lizzo is like a terror. It's not good, but it's just funny because this stuff came out about her and like, two or three people I know, like I said, were like, oh yeah, people have been saying about this about her for a long time. This is a reckoning. This has been coming. The Lizzo thing has been a thing for a while. And now we're ready to say it. I'm like, what? I had never heard of this. And how did you? Right.
Well, I also have, I never trust. It's not that, look, I'm sure. I never trust dancers. haven't we all as a culture heard so many different people be like, this person has a reckoning coming for them
soon. Oh, absolutely.
And then most of the time it never happens and never comes to pass, which like, I guess is no problem, but it's also like, my takeaway on the meta narrative of this is we can never know. Literally no one knows.
I mean, here's the thing. It's like, I watch the interviews with these dancers and I do believe them. I do believe that they had a horrible experience. You know what I mean? It's just this thing of like, I sort of wish for them that there was more, because people are going to, I think, they're going to denounce them. I mean, like, it's weird what's happening on Twitter. It's like equal parts, like, fuck Lizzo and fuck these dancers in a way that seems very Twitter. If there's something that really happened, I just wish it felt like they had more of a case. Because I feel like it's very easy for things like this to get dismissed because it is just like, this happened to me. And I think there's not much like concrete proof. But like, what I think is helping them is the fact that like, you know, her former director of her documentary has come out and being like, she was toxic and arrogant and like was treating people this way. I think it's like other dancers are coming out and being like, this was also my experience. So if this is the case, it's like incredibly disappointing. But also I do think that there is a thing where when someone comes out and makes themselves like the face of an issue, I always feel a little bit like you kind of have to question that.
Oh, always.
You know what I mean?
Truly. What are we the face of? Friendship? I'm making this about us. No, I'm just kidding.
I know.
No, but like totally. It's like if someone is really embodying in this very intentional way some sort of not virtue. I guess that word is like so fucked up now.
It's just
but
hard
like,
to back that up. You know what I mean? Because like she's a human being. She's got like a lot, bunch of contradictions, obviously. And I just think if she did make these girls feel this way, that is a problem because she like is out here saying like, this is what I'm all about. This is what I'm all about. No part of me wants to believe this about her, but I do. And I don't know how to, I don't know where you go from here. Outside of just like, I hope that, you know, if there's something really wrong, that it gets dealt with because these girls seem like traumatized. And I just don't want them to be dismissed because it's a really brave thing and a very vulnerable position to take to come out there. And you also have to think like, what are they gaining from it? They're gaining nothing from this.
99% of the time, whoever is putting themselves in opposition to someone on the other end of a power dynamic, like they never have anything to gain. It's just how it is with like accusers of like assault. It's just, it's always the way like societally it's all set up is all so fucked up anyway. It's like, it's all a huge bummer.
It's also like, I don't know, we know from knowing, but like you never want to hear and believe that someone is an asshole. Now I believe it every time. Like so many people are fucking assholes. It's really weird when you see people with so much to lose, act like that because it's gonna get out.
I know.
It is gonna get out. The media is too sensitive now. People are too interested in this type of thing. Like, I mean, we're past the point of like, being an asshole is like a means to an end. It's not. I don't understand behaving like that. And then there's like an ego thing to thinking you can get away with it.
Right. But then like people do see that as like, an additional pressure. It's like an additional strain on their like psyche where it's like, it then feeds it. Not that this is the same thing, but it's like people who are always like, I'm not allowed to do that anymore. Or I'm not allowed to say that anymore. This would have flown a few years ago. It's like, that is also like a concentric circle around this thing of like, you know, being an asshole, I guess, or just being like harmful to other people. It's that like, if you tell them they can't, if the media is sort of like exposing people for this kind of behavior, then that then also adds this like counter force where they go, well, I feel even more repressed or something because I'm not allowed to behave in this like pure id way.
Right, exactly.
Does that make
especially
sense?
In creative atmospheres. And it's also like, let's just say this, there's nothing illegal about being an asshole. Like if you are running the show and you're an asshole, like you can do it that way. I mean, it might get out. People might be like, oh, like I have something to say about it. But where it's iffy is like if there's like illegal stuff going on, which is where I think stuff with like this lawsuit and like other allegations that come out, like, is she an asshole or was there something illegal? It feels like something illegal that was happening was maybe the retaliation on them losing their jobs and certainly this issue that happened in like an Amsterdam club where Lizzo apparently bullied and forced one or more of the dancers to touch a live performer when they didn't want to do that, which is sexual harassment. And people should also know like that is still a professional environment when you're with all of your colleagues. So that would be like, if this were an office scenario, if an office full of people went out to an Amsterdam club and then their boss said, hey, touch that nude performer and started yelling and being like, you know, chanting their name and egging them on to do it. And then they did it and they felt a certain way about it. That would be illegal. That would be that would be a violation of professional atmosphere. And Lizzo and her backup dancers and her team, that is also a professional atmosphere. So that's where there's an issue. But she's allowed to be an asshole. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's just where it gets to the place of misconduct. Where's the separation? So I think that's like, that gets weird in like the whole thing of like it being reported in the media, like all these things. We should also say Lizzo responded and she's emphatic that this is not the case.
Yeah.
You know, it's also weird in a creative atmosphere. It feels like there's more gray area than there is, but there's really not. When someone is saying to you, I don't want to do this thing, I'm not comfortable, and they want to be treated with respect, and you don't do that, then there's not really the excuse of gray area creative artistic atmosphere anymore. You're forcing someone to do something they don't want to do. You're making them uncomfortable, and then ultimately they get fired because they didn't jive with you. That's wrong.
God, you are giving The View. You are giving. Should have gone to law school.
You are giving The View.
You are. You. I want to see you and Sonny go head to head. I think, you know, I'm sure Sonny. I think Sonny would like play devil's advocate and be like, well, now I feel like Lizzo's getting canceled.
I don't like this cancel culture.
I don't like this cancel culture. No, I went to law school. I read the book.
I read the book. I did see a psychic and she said that my partner is a lawyer and she sees him in a suit.
Now, you've seen a psychic recently?
I saw a psychic 2 days ago.
Not the same one as before.
No. Different.
I gotta say, with some distance, I didn't like that one.
No, I know. And didn't that one's like in the past.
Great.
That one's in the past. But this is actually a friend of mine, an old friend of mine. And I got a reading done over the phone. And it was really interesting. And she said that she sees my partner as being in a suit. And they're going to be a very solid person. And they are not, she says, this is really important, not in the entertainment industry.
Oh, I was going to say it was going to be Ted Sarandos. It was going to be your husband.
Wouldn't fuck him anymore. Maybe back in the day. Now with the strike, can't be fucking Ted.
Maybe in the DVD era. Sure.
Maybe. Yeah.
Well, that's exciting. How do you feel about that? A guy in a suit, not in the entertainment industry.
I'm so psyched that this person said that they're not in the entertainment industry. Because now it's like...
a liability.
Well, now it's like you can rule everyone out, which I love.
Oh my God. Everyone?
I don't think a relationship with someone in the entertainment industry is for me or for you for that matter.
I go back and forth and forth and back. And I don't know where I'll end. Do you feel like they can't be anywhere near it? Like you wouldn't date like a fucking... grip or something. You know what I mean?
You know what? I guess like when I say in the entertainment industry, I guess I mean like an entertainer or someone that's like really in it. Like someone that's like, I guess too similar to me in what I do. I'm excited about that being off the table just because honestly, like I guess this stupid pie in the sky thing of being like, I just want to date someone who gets it. You know what I mean? Like, but that is ultimately it, right? Like, you want to date someone who gets it and is like a respecter and a fan and supporter of what you do, but not someone that also does it.
Totally. And you just want some, because what I'm all about right now is like, I need someone to like broaden my life. And I feel like the best way to that is on some professional, occupational levels for them to like give me something different. Bring in a new stream of reality, if that makes sense, you know?
Well, also like, ground. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, that's another whole part of it. I should also say, like, two out of my three exes have been in the entertainment industry, and that was never the problem. You know what I mean?
Like, So
it's not like it's, like, a hard no. It's just helpful that a psychic said it.
And we trust this one.
I think so.
Yeah. Okay, that's good.
I mean, okay. Also, what else did she say? She said like, well, I don't know.
More.
Well, she also said, she's like, you have to talk about the things that you go through. You have to. You have to.
As if you don't?
Well,
I feel like you do a great job and I really do compliment you. I feel like you are one of the most emotionally cogent people I know.
I try to do a respectful job now of sharing what I'm going through with respect to people in my life. I try to do a respectful job while honoring myself and what I'm going through, whatever, but also not being who I was like back in the day, like being like, today Henry did this.
We were young.
We were so young. Years ago, we were young.
And that's a rule of culture, number 72.
Years ago, we were young. And made mistakes.
Well, you sharing details about your life with Henry was never an issue either, was it?
It was with him. Like,
I see.
He was like, hey, did you say this thing on the podcast? Because people are asking me about it. And I was like, oh, yeah, I guess I did. And I don't know. It's just like, that's a weird thing. But also, it's like, I feel like, anybody that like knows who we are knows that we get on the podcast and have episodes like this where we talk to each other about what's going on. So like, if that's not for you, like, don't try to stick a finger in my butthole then.
I know. You only stick it in there if that's for you. If you're okay with being talked about.
If you hear this podcast and you say, wow, that's really crazy. They went into this, that, the other thing. And then you see us at Thai Tea. Don't come over to us and try to stick your finger in my butt, in our butthole. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? Only do it if you don't know.
Like, imagine me, a faggot, coming up to you at a fucking knockdown center. Ready? I'm sidling up to you. Like, Dance the Night by Dua Lipa is playing. I'm like, hey. Suddenly you feel my hands slide down your butt. And I start to finger your butthole. And I go, hey. I really have been identifying with your Lexapro journey.
That's so nice. What are you doing?
Fingering, yeah.
Ow.
Remember when we went to Miami?
Yes.
That was a finger fest. Remember when we went out to that one nightclub in Miami? Oh my God, yeah.
Who was getting fingered?
Oh shit.
In Miami.
We were in Miami. We went to that one like super duper club.
Were you getting fingered?
So I went out to the middle. Sometimes like I'll go out into the middle of the dance floor, like just by myself and just like float around. And like sometimes you'll start dancing with a guy. And like I was just getting fingered.
Oh my God. I had no idea.
Oh yeah.
This is one of those moments where, and I think it's just important to acknowledge,
okay,
where I feel like you and I are in different realities in a space like that. Let's just say that.
I mean, you might be right, but also here's what I'll say. If you soar out there and you go up to someone and you go, hey, and you put your hands around their neck like this and explain to them how I'm dancing right now.
Yeah, Matt is basically so seductively putting his arms around your neck.
And I'm also wiggling my butt.
And he's wiggling his butt. He's like really like opening up.
You could get a finger slid in there. If someone's digit would slip.
I don't think anyone looks at me and goes,
I'm gonna finger him.
I'm gonna finger him.
I have to tell you, that's definitely wrong. I think people definitely want to finger you.
There's a new sparkling water beverage from the makers of Bubbly. Bubbly Burst.
Refreshing bubbles, colorful bottles, and playful smiles galore.
Bubbly comes in a variety of 6 fun flavors that taste incredible, and with no added sugar and low calories, there's a lot to smile about.
Each sip adds a burst of fun to your day.
I don't know about you, Matt, but it's my perfect beverage for catching up on all my favorite shows with.
Yes, baby girl. And the resealable bottles makes them easy to take them on the go.
Bubbly Burst has antioxidant and immune support too, keeping us feeling great all day long.
Hey, try new Bubbly Burst. You know, but one of the toughest things about decorating my apartment has been getting things framed. Finding a place that will custom frame all my beautiful art pieces that I have without breaking the bank has been close to impossible. But then I found Framebridge.
I found Framebridge too. Framebridge makes it easy to get anything framed at an affordable price. Easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a Framebridge retail store, upload a digital photo for them to print and mail your item using their free, secure, prepaid packaging. Or visit one of their 20 plus retail stores. Framebridge custom frames your piece in their studio using the highest quality materials and ships it to your door in days for free. I love going into the brick and mortar locations. I've got one here in Brooklyn and they're so sweet. They can give you inspiration for where you want to get framed. I went in and I was like, I'm going to get my Chromatica ball bracelet framed. And they helped me.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. I have so many memories I need framed and put upon the wall. And they have a curated selection of frame styles with design experts right on hand who make it fun to choose the perfect frame for you.
See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com.
Do you need to be part of the next pop culture moment? Are you scared of missing out on once-in-a-lifetime experiences? From can't-miss music festivals to international fashion shows to your favorite celeb's favorite restaurant, staying in the know can be so expensive. Don't let your finances hold you back from living your best life.
Intuit is the financial platform that helps everyday people prosper.
Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Whether you're trying to manage your money or trying to run a business, Intuit gives you the confidence to take control of your finances so you can live your best life. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com to start living yours. It's Intuit.com. Let's get into it.
speaking of a terrifying experience I had in Amsterdam, went to the bathhouse. I was like, this is not the place for me. Was getting no play. I was like, okay, whatever. And then I left.
I hate it.
It's truly a thing where like, even like Julio talks about going to like Planet Pride. He's like, well, no one was flirting with me. So I walked across the street to Wrecked and I had a great time. I was like, if no one's flirting with Julio in a space, then like there's no hope.
That's because they're all on G and can't see anything. By the way, like we have problems with the G thing. And this is gonna light the community up. But like you guys are taking it too far. I mean, it's crazy. You go to spaces now, everyone's a fucking soulless, personalityless zombie because the G thing has gone too fucking far. It's just weird when you're doing it all the time.
I think it's a scourge on our community. And I know we sound like fucking squares for saying this.
I don't think so. I think it's an issue. I think it's a
problem. I was going to say, I know it seems like we're like, ooh, drugs, but literally not all drugs are created equal.
No.
This is literally a drug that is lethal if it is like not so carefully used. What's G? Hans is asking.
Hans says, what's G?
GHB, it is more commonly known as the date rape drug, gamma hydroxybutyric acid. You put it in alcohol, you know, you fucking.
No, you don't
pass
put it in alcohol.
Out.
You put it in it. You put it in alcohol.
Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, like, it's like an alternative to drinking alcohol that tons and tons and tons and tons of gay men do now. And it's gotten to the point where, like, I'll be at a party and it'll be most gays are just doing G. And I'm like, then you sort of see them like fade out. And I'm like, why are we a creative, dynamic, like gorgeous community that can connect with each other only to not do that?
My thing is, I feel like at this point, almost everybody in this gay community of ours, the world over, has been affected by a G moment in that I've literally had to help a stranger like get home, put them in a fucking Uber. A person I don't know from fucking Adam had to make sure they didn't die. Yeah. I'm like, this is ruining my, you're ruining my night.
No, it's getting weird. It's almost like weird to even bring up because it's so commonplace. And it's just to the point where
I'm fine taking this stance.
Like mid-30s, let's like zoom out and look at our life for a second. Like, let's be real with each other here. This is not why we're doing this. And I honestly, I'm not saying this like, fuck you. I'm trying to say this compassionately. I'm just saying, it's really getting weird.
Yeah, that's how I feel. Is I am not like telling people how to live their lives. I'm just going, there is a collective thing happening here that is strange to me.
Yeah.
To be noticed.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's going on with uncoupling?
What's going on with uncoupling?
Divorce is in the air.
Who's divorced now? Oh, wait.
Everybody.
Who is divorced now?
Okay, let's see. Trudeau.
Oh, yeah. Someone said...
I mean, everybody. Hold on. Yeah, go.
Someone was like, Kim K is going to go for Trudeau.
That's so funny. Oh, that would be amazing.
I can see Taylor Swift going for Trudeau. I can see Kim K. I can see Kylie Jenner. I can see...
Oh my God. Well, look, here's what's going on. We've got fucking Trudeau, de Blasio and his wife, and Shirlane. Billy Porter, Sofia Vergara, and Joe Manganiello.
Oh, right. I knew about them.
Rosalia. Tina Knowles.
Oh, Tina.
The list goes on. Like, something is happening this summer.
This is breakup year. This, I'm telling you, 2023, it's something going on. It's something... Something is in the
How
air
do you
where
feel
people are
being
saying,
on trend? How do you feel being on trend with breakup?
I feel here? Being on trend. Not good. I mean, like, it's horrible. Going through a breakup is horrible.
It's awful. There's no way to make it chic or like, ooh, it's in right now. Like, it doesn't make it any.
No, and also
worse.
It's like it's equally maybe not equally painful, but it's so painful to be the person doing it as well as the person going through it. And it honestly chases you away from even getting into relationships in the first place, which is like something I'm sort of dealing with now is it's like I'm definitely dating a good bit, but I am so hesitant to get into something with someone that can hurt me in the ways in which I have been hurt, had to hurt other people. Like it's almost like when you go on a date with someone and it's going good, you look them in the eyes and you're like, so... Are we going to ruin each other's lives or what?
Oh my God. I mean?
It's just like, are we going to get into it or what? Like, are you going to be the person that I have to cry with?
What's the Erin Brockovich line?
Are you going to be another thing that I have to survive? Oh, I'll tell you what, I'm not up to it. And I'm not.
I'm actually not. I know you're not.
Howe said this to me the other day. He was like, I feel like you need to take a break because you don't know what you want. And I was like, it's not even that I don't know what I want. It's that I'm not up to the emotions that go with, I don't know. It's so difficult.
Yeah. I completely understand. And it makes me sad because I feel like you deserve everything you want.
I mean, likewise. But the thing is, like, it is fucking hard to get there and it's work. And then you start to feel like, I don't want to be like, you know, a chump for not wanting to go through it again, but it's just difficult. I think especially like when you do have a lot to give. And I feel like another thing the psychic said to me, she was like, well, you have the ability to love unconditionally. Congratulations.
I was like,
yeah, I think I know that's true, which is why when it feels conditional for someone else or you realize when things change, it's just like too painful.
Well, I mean, I think what's happening too for you is that in order to like avoid pain or like heavy investment or some such, like you are then selecting, there's a selection process there where it's like, then you just end up going on like a bunch of, I'm not saying this is what's happening, but then it's like, it creates a thing where it's like you would only go on like mid dates anyway, where like the guy doesn't challenge you or doesn't stimulate or spark something. Not challenge you, but like
certainly not happening. Like I'm definitely a lot pickier and choosier with if I mean we've said this, like if I go out with someone, like I really want to be there, like, and I feel like you're the same way.
Yeah, kind of. I feel like I'll take what I can get at this point.
No, that's wrong.
It's okay. It's fine. It's fine. Can I just say, I think the Lexapro is doing good things. And I do feel like I am like miles, leagues in a better place than I was.
You really seem so much better.
You can tell, girl?
Absolutely. Oh my God.
That's good.
I also think you're now, even though it's like weird because everything is shut down, it's like you are now living like a normal life. You know what I mean? Like your life was abnormal. Your life like is abnormal.
I know. I picked up dry cleaning today. It's like that Charlie Bardet tweet. It's like,
right. Oh,
like if I see someone with dry cleaning, I go, that's a fucking errand. I'm like, I'm running errands.
You know what? Like I had dinner with Sweetie last night. By the way, we need to do sometime over the next month.
Summer of Cunt.
It will be a late Summer of Cunt. I was talking to her last night and she was like, you know, it's so interesting, like, especially with the strike and everything, with no one working, like, you can sort of focus on, like, what is, like, a routine. Because she was saying, like, it's very difficult for her to get anything done without a routine. So she was saying, like, you know, I wake up in the morning, like, I make my coffee, I do my thing, like, I have, like, a set schedule of things I do. And then I said to her, as she was saying at the end of all this, like, routine stuff, I was like, you know, that's like an adult normal life. And she's like, yeah, it is. And I don't have to feel guilty that I'm not like doing other things. It's just like, I don't know. Like sometimes the best days I have are when I feel like I accomplished small tasks. Like I did laundry.
Yes.
I like went and picked up something that I've been meaning to get. Like there's been like weeks and weeks and weeks where I've needed to go get laundry detergent. And I went out and got it. And I was like, in the words of Ken Ryan Gosling, I said, sublime!
Oh my God.
Just like little things that now you have the time to do, which would have been so overwhelming for you, which is wrong.
Oof. I mean, it is literally sublime in the sense that it's like beyond good, beyond great. It's something deeper than good. It's like, wow, this feels right.
Yeah.
Anyway.
To just do like tiny little human things for yourself.
I know, literally.
Like, but you seem so much better because that's the case.
Right. I'm just worried that, like, the Lexapro is not the right doll. It might be more of a Prozac or a Zoloft situation, but I literally don't have the time to be, like, fucking knocked off of my feet for 2 weeks per drug. You know what I mean?
But can I say you do have the time? You do have the time.
And yet I feel like this is what happens. I've been, like, waking up zombified, and then I go, And then I think it's okay. Because literally Katie, Gavin, and Muna, we were talking and they were asking me like, well, is it a good kind of tired? Or is it a good kind of like down? Or is it a bad kind of down? I'm like, oh, that's such an interesting, like, nuanced question. And I was like, I can't tell yet. But I think what happens is I wake up zombified and I go, huh, that's interesting. And then I immediately start to feel bad about feeling tired, as if I'm not doing enough with my day. And yet I am kind of doing stuff with my days. I am like going to the gym. I'm like picking up dry cleaning. I'm like doing shit.
Yeah.
This is just the adjustment.
I think that, like, for me, what I've experienced is, well, one thing is my anxiety is like kind of gone, which has really been a big change. Like, for example, like last week, the second day I went to Eras, I was going to meet up with a bunch of like people, many of whom I didn't really know, to pregame before the concert. And that is the kind of thing that would have driven me up the wall with anxiety, especially because low key, there were going to be like a lot of hot gays there. And so, or like what I perceived to be like, you know, like,
sure.
And so I was getting like a little anxious. That's the kind of thing like that I even started therapy to deal with, is just like gatherings of large strangers, groups of gay men or strangers, like just like that makes me nervous. And so I walked into this thing and I was like, oh my God, I didn't even think about the fact that I would ordinarily be really anxious about this. Like that was eliminated. So maybe what you're experiencing is like, you used to have a comfort with feeling emotions in more extreme. And because you're not feeling those emotions in extremes, or like because you're not like moved to feel by every little thing, you're thinking like there's something that's like keeping me down. Is that maybe it?
Probably. I think maybe with serotonin reentering my system, with the noise in my head sort of dissipating, that has been the thing that has like kept me up and awake and alert at all times. Like that, that anxiety. And now that that is going away, there's no buttressing for my energy. So it fucking crashes and I'm going, whoa, was that the engine I was running on this whole time? Because literally working at my day job, it is like every day of the week, your emotions are being driven one way or the other. It's like a fucking switchboard. It's like either you feel great on Wednesday or you feel terrible on Wednesday. Either you feel amazing on Saturday or you feel terrible. It's like, and every week it's that. And then on top of that, it was the travel and whatever.
And also probably something chemical. And also, not for nothing, but maybe this will be a good thing because it'll neutralize those feelings. I'm interested to see how you feel when you go back on this.
Me too.
If you stick with it. Or if it ever comes back.
Well, truly. Who knows?
There's a new sparkling water beverage from the makers of Bubbly. Bubbly Burst.
Refreshing bubbles, colorful bottles, and playful smiles galore.
Bubbly comes in a variety of 6 fun flavors that taste incredible, and with no added sugar and low calories, there's a lot to smile about.
Each sip adds a burst of fun to your day.
I don't know about you, Matt, but it's my perfect beverage for catching up on all my favorite shows with.
Yes, baby girl. And the resealable bottles makes them easy to take them on the go.
Bubbly Burst has antioxidant and immune support too, keeping us feeling great all day long.
Hey, try new Bubbly Burst.
Do you need to be part of the next pop culture moment? Are you scared of missing out on once-in-a-lifetime experiences? From can't-miss music festivals to international fashion shows to your favorite celeb's favorite restaurant, staying in the know can be so expensive. Don't let your finances hold you back from living your best life.
Intuit is the financial platform that helps everyday people prosper.
Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Whether you're trying to manage your money or trying to run a business, Intuit gives you the confidence to take control of your finances so you can live your best life. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com to start living yours. It's Intuit.com. Let's get into it.
Hey, Lost Culturistas listeners, we're here to tell you that there's no reason to panic the next time you're searching for the perfect gift. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy.
Gift Mode on Etsy takes the stress out of gifting so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion.
It's easy. Just tap or click Gift Mode on your Etsy app or Etsy.com, then answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like. And Gift Mode instantly gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas.
There's a lot of pressure around gifting. I usually have a hard time thinking of gift ideas for the birthdays of loved ones in my life. And sometimes I do get super stressed trying to find that perfect thing.
Me too. But now with Gift Mode on Etsy, I can search hundreds of gifting personas and find so many incredible items. And I actually just found a custom chalk bag for the adventurer in my life who's into rock climbing.
Not me. Now it's simple to find gifts made by independent sellers for all the people in your life. So, whether you need a housewarming gift for the new homeowner in your life or a birthday present for the pickleballer in your life, Gift Mode has you covered.
I'm not the pickleballer. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
Let's get into I Don't Think So, Honey.
Okay.
Might have to be messy.
I kind of want to get messy too.
It's kind of been a messy episode, so why the fuck not? Whatever, let's do it.
This has been a beautifully messy episode, hasn't it? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This is Matt Rogers' I Don't Think So, Honey. His time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey Grinder. I deleted it. You can too. There's a lot of other, you know,
ways.
Little hookup apps and dating apps you can use. I just think the app is too toxic. And I'm going to be real. You can look it up. They just fired in retaliation a whole bunch of their employees just because they wanted to unionize. And that was completely unfair. And it's bullshit. And I have people that I love and care about that were affected by it.
30 seconds.
Toxic app, toxic company. I mean, it's just whenever you hear the word, it kind of sends a chill up your spine.
Yeah.
So why are we doing it? Here's my message to the gay community. You don't have to do fucking anything you don't want to do. So if you don't want to be on this
seconds.
App, fucking delete it. Because I did. And I'm doing just fine. And you go on Instagram. It's basically a hookup app. You go on all these other ones.
5 seconds.
You want to sniff it up, girl. Do that thing. I'm just saying, because everyone's doing it, you don't have to do it. Grindr included. I Don't Think So, Honey.
That's 1 minute. Beautiful. Fucking union busting. I mean, it's like that's
bullshit. Evil.
Evil. Legally very, very murky to fucking retaliate against your employees for wanting to unionize. Like, not the right thing to do. I think they fucked up and by like letting go of all their people. Disgusting. And a terrible app. Terrible fucking pay structure. Those tiers are fucking stupid. Extra, unlimited, it don't make no sense.
I have nothing good to say. It's gotten to the point where it's like, I don't know, it's kind of like Twitter at this point, you know, where it's been like, let's move on. It makes us feel bad. It makes us feel bad. And like, now we have like black and white proof that like, it's just as shitty on the inside. And that's my I Don't Think So, Honey.
Everybody listening who uses it, think about the last great experience you had.
I might have been
great
27.
Meetup.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah, I might have been 25, 26, 27. And maybe it was good because it was the first like good random sex I had had. But that wasn't because of the app.
No. No, no, no. Okay.
Hate that shit. Anyway. Okay, this is Bowen Yang's I Don't Think So, Honey. And his time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey. The Real Housewives of New York City, season 14. I'm sticking with you
what?
To the end. I am really... This episode, I like... Listen, I didn't finish it, but I hear... Is Bryn the new villain now or something? I can't keep up anymore. And it's already... We're only 4 episodes in and I'm already like falling off. Listen.
What?
I am going to stick with it. But I am... I think we need to stop pretending like it's like... an amazing new reset. I think I'm still going back and watching the old episodes and going, and look, I would say this openly to, you know, people's faces, important people's faces. I would say this is not giving the give. You know what I mean? I am missing the energy, the spark this had. Right now, this feels a little textureless. Jenna does not have what it takes to hold the center and to be in the center of the tableau. And so I just think we need to really give it a new shot of energy.
And that's what, man, I could not disagree more.
That's fine.
I thought this was the best episode of the season. I loved
and respect
all the women. And it's early, Bo. I mean, like, with Housewives, it's like you have to look at it as a collective season. I think right now we're getting to know all of them and really getting to see, like, how they tick and everything. Like, I almost feel like, when a new franchise starts too hot, like Salt Lake, it's like almost like it's setting it up to go down. Like,
and then we get 2 amazing seasons of Salt Lake and then 1 dud season of for season 3. But then I think I understand that there is like a cadence and a rhythm and like ebbs and flows. I just think I am not latching on the way that I would have hoped to. And I was really open to really getting into this season. And I will, and I'm sure, I'm just saying right now, as of episode 4, I'm like, who cares?
I mean, I'm not saying you will eat your hat. I'm saying I hope you eat your hat because
I hope so too.
I really like it. I mean, like, I think Brynn is a star. She was also excellent on Watch What Happens Live with Marlo. I mean, you should definitely watch to the end. I think there's some really interesting stuff there, like interesting contradictions in her personality that come out. I love Jenna. I think that she is doing an amazing job. I really enjoy watching her. I'm actually kind of obsessed with her. I fell down a YouTube wormhole of her the other day.
She's incredible.
I'm obsessed.
She's popping up on my algorithm too on YouTube. I'm not saying she's not a star. I'm saying she, any other season, any other city, she would be like the fun, quirky, not side housewife, but she would not be like carrying it. Mm-hmm. And I think they're relying her to carry this, even though she seems a little uncomfortable doing that. That's what I'm saying.
I think that she's starting to come into her own in that regard. Okay. And I think it has to marinate. But I guess what I'm saying is, like, I'm liking the energy of what I'm seeing. I also did order Uber Hot. I will stress it has not come yet, but I'm very excited for my Uber Hot tasting.
I didn't know it was on Oprah's Favorite Things until this episode.
Oh, yeah. And that's why this episode was so amazing. We found out that Uber Hot was on Oprah's Favorite Things. I respect your opinion. I respectfully disagree.
I respect and that I you
think,
disagree.
I think this is going to be something we watch moving forward.
And isn't we're this gonna a fun
watch
tension?
This space. This is watch a really fun space. Tension between us.
Yeah,
this episode was, you know, we sort of went there. Listen, sign up for our diamond subscription if you know what's good for you for that extra bonus content.
And it's good for you.
And it's good for you, baby. And just as a little tip of the hat to an episode that just came out, we end every episode with a song.
When I come to the club,
I'm gonna have me in the line.
VIP, you know I gotta say. I'm Fergie Ferg, and you love me long time.
There's a gong. I listened to it the other day, and they play a gong during that part. Rough. Oh, well.
Yeah, but Fergie sort of is. I mean, isn't Fergie like international? Isn't Fergie like every race?
Sure. Bye.
There's a new sparkling water beverage from the makers of Bubbly, Bubbly Burst.
It's bursting with fruit flavor, no added sugar, and all smiles.
Bubbly comes in a variety of 6 fun flavors that taste incredible. And with no added sugar and low calories, there's a lot to smile about.
I don't know about you, Matt, but it's my perfect beverage for catching up on my favorite shows with.
Yes, Lil Bowen. Bubbly Burst has antioxidant and immune support, keeping me feeling great all day long.
You deserve that. Try new Bubbly Burst.
You know that I feel like it's really important to express yourself.
I know that about you.
You got to put your true self out there, okay? And those classic Crocs, clogs, and sandals let you do just that.
Between the rainbow of colors and the Jibbitz charms, you can create a unique look. And I mean, literally, no one else will have shoes exactly like yours.
Hey, you know, it doesn't get more comfortable than Croc clogs and sandals. They're just the perfect blend of comfort and creativity.
Visit crocs.com to explore the latest styles and Jibbitz charms.
When the music of Celine Dion makes sweet Canadian love with the Oscar-winning film Titanic, you get Titanic, a campy, unhinged, chaotic night out.
Find out what really happened to Jack and Rose on that fateful night from Celine Dion's totally real and historically accurate perspective.
Some say Titanic is the best gay nightclub in the city, and those people are me.
And me. So set sail with this kooky, crazy off-Broadway hit and get tickets today at TitanicMusical.com.
Get tickets today at TitanicMusical.com.